The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside. Happy Monday. This is issue 66. John and I get into Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW. And I'm going to do my best to make the case that this is a very historical event. Much like the comic book back in the 80s was very historical, this five-part episode, especially the fifth episode, in my opinion, is very historical. And I won't give it away, but let's see if John agrees. Because we all know sometimes we don't see things eye to eye. So we break down a lot of other stuff as well. Talk about Arrow, where all these CW shows are going to go in the future. Does this have ramifications? How does this work? What we liked, what we didn't like. All right, enough of me stalling out here. Let's head into Arkham Comics and Games and have some fun. Hey, John, a happy Monday morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Did you eat your Lucky Charms this morning?
I did.
Good for you. Now, what's your favorite marshmallow?
Blue clovers.
Blue clover? Oh, nice.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Blue stars.
I thought it was
green
blue.
Clovers.
Green clovers. Blue diamonds.
Yeah, blue diamonds. Blue diamonds. So I was wrong three times.
Yeah, because you asked me, like, what's mine? I was like, I say blue diamonds, but I'm like, you got blue clovers, so.
Blue stars.
It's been so
green
long.
Green clovers, yeah.
I don't even eat breakfast anymore, but it's been so long since
you caught on to my ruse. I didn't actually eat Lucky Charms this morning.
Yep. We're busted.
Yep.
It's
Damn
over.
It. We start over.
We were doing so good, too.
Let me come in again. Oh, yeah.
Come in. This is your store. You're already
That's
here.
That's true. You go out. Come back in.
Okay. Now, actually, since the last time we talked, we have some breaking news.
We do, yeah.
So by the time this comes out, it won't be breaking news.
That's true, right? It'd be old news. It's a little bit outside our wheelhouse for this show, but a show that you and I both like quite a bit on Netflix, Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Looks like they just put season 3 on indefinite hold and released all the main actors from their contracts. Director David Fincher is busy with some other projects, so looks like this may not come back for a season 3, depending on whether these actors get other gigs or not. And you know, they're all pretty good actors, so I imagine they won't look for work for long.
That's too bad. That's too bad, because that and that show had like what, 5 or 6 seasons slated, didn't it? It
was planned. Yeah, because it's based off a series of books. It could have gone for a while. Now, it didn't end on a giant cliffhanger, so, you know, if it doesn't come back, we're, you know, our story is complete. But, you know, it still would have been something I would have looked forward to watching more seasons of.
So, you're saying we don't just read comic books and watch Star Wars all the time?
I mean, speak for yourself, but I guess, no, you're right. I squeeze in Mindhunter every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're more well-rounded person, and I mean that in a figurative way, not literal.
I'm well-rounded in all the TV I sit on my butt and watch.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I took a look at those covers.
Yeah,
and you're right you're in the right order too. I really like what's that first one that you said,
the Dollhouse Family.
Yeah, number 4.
Yeah, Jay Anacleto.
Yeah,
that's a really. It's just a really creepy looking cover. Now, to be fair,
great
it doesn't
piece of art. Just on
that's
itself.
What I'm saying, because it doesn't actually lend itself to the theme of the book. Like, it doesn't look anything like a Dollhouse Family
how many times
to me.
Have we said that though.
Yeah, but it's just a great piece of art. I just really enjoyed it.
I'm like, waiting for a Spider-Man book to come out with like Red Hood on the cover,
right?
And everybody go, huh?
Yeah.
This is, it's just a nice piece of art. I like it. Like, it looks like watercolor and ink type.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, and you're right. It is creepy. It's creepy as hell. And,
it is.
Talk about a
complete change from your The Amazing Spider-Man, the Gwen Stacy cover.
Right.
Jeez. I've got them. I'm flopping back and forth between the two right here. You couldn't be on two.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I just like that one because, you know, Pepe Larraz, he did the art for House of X, and I haven't really seen him do anything since. So I like his art. And, you know, obviously we like Spider-Man. So
yeah. No, that's a good one.
But yeah, it's
pretty
good.
Him on
the
side of the bus. Do you want to let the listeners in on a little something that we're trying to work on?
Sure. Why not?
So we'll put it to the listeners. What do you think about us on streaming, like YouTube, going live, and we can take comments? It would only be when we record our Thursday morning show. What are you looking around your room? See what you'd have to decorate.
I wanted to see how clean it was.
Yeah, it's pretty clean. Know?
Yeah, it's like if I have to, you know, have a live video from here. That means I'm actually going to have to look at you when we're doing this, because most of the time I'm scrolling through Facebook.
What I'm working on is I'm trying to be able to figure out how I can scroll like the pictures on the screen while we're talking. So, we've been talking about that since the day we started the podcast, and we're like, let's work on voice first.
It's just going to take some very quick fingers.
Well, yeah,
these things up.
But when we're doing the books, I can be, because you're talking about like FOC and stuff like that, and I can get the covers, so I can pull them up and I can just be showing them while you're talking. I thought that would be fun.
No, I think it'll be fun.
I just got to learn how to do it. And if we get enough feedback that people want it, I'll press on and keep trying to learn how to do it and keep it, you know, I don't want to slow down the show, because that's the, you know, that is the show that we bang that thing out and put it out Thursday morning, so.
There just has to be enough call for it, honestly, because I think a lot of people listen while they're driving and while they're at work and doing other things.
Yeah, but if people are around, I mean, we record at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night, and typically we hit around 10:15, we start recording. So, I mean, that would just try to make us more punctual for 10, but we start recording. And once you put it out on YouTube, it's there anyway, so you'd be able to watch along whenever you want. But thinking about it, we'll see. Let us know what you think. Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat. Email us. Yeah, just let us know on Twitter. We're on Instagram too. No, not Instagram. Are we on Instagram? What are we on?
We are.
Is that
we're on Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Although I'm going to be like Mark Hamill and delete my Facebook account, I think. So.
Oh, did he delete it?
Yeah, he did.
When did he? Why?
He's protesting Mark Zuckerberg and his political leanings.
Oh. So. That's ironic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't drop Facebook because my business is.
You
like
run the store through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
do you still do the auctions on there?
Not as much anymore, but we still will from time to time. So I need to have Facebook going.
But
I've said multiple times, if it wasn't for my business, I wouldn't have social media at all anymore. So anyway,
that was a fun little sidetrack.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else before we get to this groundbreaking episode?
I don't think so.
Actually, our episode isn't groundbreaking. We're going to be talking about some groundbreaking stuff.
Is it groundbreaking? I don't know. What are we doing different?
Nothing. It's just us talking.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into Crisis on Infinite Earths, the CW take on Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes.
And I will be playing a trailer here.
Okay.
And then we'll have our little conversation, and I will prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is a historic moment in comic books and comic book entertainment.
Every punch you throw, every kick you've landed, they have all led you here to this moment. To the ultimate fight.
Who am I fighting?
A being who stands against all there ever was or will be. The apocalypse itself. The Anti-Monitor. It's time to get your friends.
We defeat the Anti-Monitor. We find a way to get all the people we lost back.
Our life ends. Only I am eternal.
We'll see about that.
If we're gonna go down, we go down fighting.
Let's do this.
Is this what all the crossovers are like?
Not exactly.
All right. Do you want me to prove it right off the bat, or do you want to just work ourselves into it?
However you want to do it. The burden of proof is on
you. What did you think
of
the last two episodes?
I think they were a little anticlimactic. Like, I think they were a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I agree.
Based on, you know, kind of where we were going into it. And it really, it was episode four that, you know, was kind of like the letdown.
Yeah, let's talk about
just
that
way
for a
too
bit.
Much. Yeah, just way too much time, you know, monkeying around in the Speed Force and like, no, not a lot of action. I just don't know that this is what we, like, I just kept thinking to myself, is this really what we need to be doing in this crossover that,
right.
you know?
Well, I think they needed to do what they did to get to where they wanted to be. So we'll talk about four first, but I think five is what this entire thing was about. And I enjoyed five much better.
I did too. I liked it more than episode four.
But I agree.
Although, I mean, I guess we're, are we spoiling any, like, well, how
it's,
are we doing
it's Monday.
This right
if
now?
You haven't watched, it was on TV. If this is.
So I feel like it confused me a bit because we went through this entire crisis so that we could condense everything down to one Earth. And then the very end of the episode is introducing the multiverse again. And I'm like, why are we
but
doing
that
this?
That kind of happened, but yeah. I know what you're saying.
It's like, it just defeats the purpose. Like, why did we have this crossover if we still have a multiverse? Because now we have a multiverse, but all the characters we like are on the same, like, conveniently went to the same Earth.
Right.
But then we have a multiverse. But we have a CW show coming next year in Stargirl, who is not on our Earth. Why bother? Because it still can't cross over. And then we have the Titans and Doom Patrol, who we know are on the same Earth, and now they're on different Earths. So it's like, I don't know what this whole thing was about, you know?
Well, did we know the Titans and Doom Patrol were on the same Earth?
Yes, because Garfield, because
oh,
we
that's
got
right.
Beast Boy
yeah,
from,
you're
the
right.
Doom, from Doom Patrol.
Right.
And Swamp Thing is on his own Earth. Now, we never had a crossover with him, but it was always, the assumption was always there that the DC Universe was all one Earth.
Right.
Apparently it wasn't. So I don't know. Like, I just was like, that seems weird that we did all that after we spent all this time getting us back to one Earth. And then, let me tell you what bothered me the most about the whole thing. In episode five.
Let's get it all out on the table.
Let's get,
right
yeah, let's
away,
get it all out on the
get
table.
All the bothers out. On all right. Oh, we're going to episode five already?
This is episode five, right? Okay. So, everybody gets saved, spoiler, right? We're all back on, you know, we open up episode five with everybody on Earth Prime, right?
Yeah.
And but the characters are separated, you know, they're all in their respective cities or whatever, right? If you're Barry Allen and you just went through this whole basically destruction of the multiverse and you come back and you don't really know what's going on, who's the first person you would go look for when you came back to your reality? I'd go look for my wife.
I
don't know.
I was
you.
Trying to think of something funny right? to say, but
and,
yeah,
and
I couldn't
nowhere
come up with it,
in this
but you're
entire
right,
episode.
Right.
Now we don't see Cisco, and okay, I get that. Maybe he just wasn't part of the story.
Well,
but like, you don't go find Iris, really. Right. It's like, what's going on there? Like, it just really, for some reason, that bothered me through the entire episode.
So,
that he never went to find his wife.
Can I give you a couple of reasons why? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm spitballing.
Yeah,
I'm spitballing.
No,
I
know,
absolutely, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You're right. But it's also something that, one, it's not the Flash show. It was the Legends show. So you don't have all of the same characters.
Right, but you had,
but
Kara met,
no, but
Kara met her sister, right?
Right. You're right.
So,
you're right. You also get an opportunity to carry it over into the next Flash episode. Now, in the next Flash episode, if it's just like business as usual, like nothing, and you're like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no recognition of, oh, you made it back. Yeah. Because,
right.
And actually, to be honest with you, I didn't think of this at the time because, you know, I'm Mr. Brightside, and I don't think of that stuff. I just enjoyed the content. But you're 100% right, because, and here's why. And it's kind of making me more angry as I think about it. the entire first half of the season was all about Barry dying in this event.
Right.
And then when he doesn't go back and tell everybody. Although we did see, I mean, he did see part of his team. Just, you're right. Why didn't he see his wife?
Well, and the thing is, it wouldn't
maybe
have bothered.
Maybe she's not back.
The reason why it's.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Well, but the reason, but even still, then where's the fallout from Barry wanting to know where's
yet.
Virus?
He doesn't know yet.
That's because he didn't go look for her. It wouldn't have bothered me in this episode either, except that we got the family moments for everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, we got the moment with Kara, I can't remember the sister's name for some reason now.
Yeah,
sitting in the, you know, sitting in their apartment. We even got Kara and the sister and Batwoman hanging out watching TV together for some reason. We got, you know, I'm bad with names all of a sudden. The Asian guy was with his baby and his wife, right? Like, everybody was back. We got to see, Diggle hanging out with his wife. Like, everybody was hanging out with their wife and kids and husbands. And that's what made it stand out to me, is that they went to the trouble to show everybody was back with their families, but we never got Iris or Cisco or Joe or, you know, he mentioned Kid Flash.
Yeah.
When they were talking about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, whatever.
I still think it's a historic show, but we'll get to that. But you're right. You're right, though. You don't see. There's no. What is.
Nothing.
Holy crap. Let me look that. Holy
so
cow.
So then I got to thinking like you did. Maybe she didn't survive, and maybe she's not going to be on the show anymore.
Did she not renew her contract?
But he should have been distraught through the rest of the whole episode. He should have been broken up. Not making tables for people, you know, with customized chairs when you don't even know if your wife's alive. You know? So.
Yeah. Wow, that would be funny if she's not back. That would be wicked funny.
Especially since they went to all the trouble to talk about her having curly hair all year, which she still hasn't even had. She's had the same haircut for the whole season.
Yeah.
You know, I figured that curly hair was going to come after Crisis. I don't know. And we, you know, what's the other one? Ralph did, like, we didn't see.
They're not back on again until February 4th either.
Oh, really? They're gone for a little while.
Yeah, they're gone until, February 4th is the next episode, so they're gone for a while. I mean, Arrow will have wrapped up by then.
Yeah, because Arrow's off this week, but it comes back on the 28th for its finale.
No, there's two more.
So,
two more.
Okay, so it's on this week, but the finale is on the 28th.
Right, but I'm wondering, that was one of my things that I was going to talk about, we were going to end with, but we could talk about it now. What happens with Arrow? Because I heard, we all pretty much know that the next episode is going to be basically, it's kind of like the pilot. That's the way they have it listed too. If you look on IMDb, it's listed as like the Arrow and the Black Canaries.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, it's the pilot for the new show.
Yeah. People say it's the backdoor pilot or whatever they call it.
The backdoor pilot.
So Green Arrow and the Canaries is
which
episode
to me all
nine.
of last season was the backdoor pilot, really.
Right.
But
and if you read the synopsis on IMDb, I'm wondering if that was written like before we knew that Mia came back here and all of that, because
the synopsis has her back too.
In 2040.
Well, and her show is going to take place in 2040. I've seen that. Like, yeah, the synopsis for her for the next show does take place in the future, which I know I was really hoping that it was
like
going to stay. Yeah, I don't either. And that's the other thing, too, because where is Ollie? Like, as of right now, he's not back.
Well,
so,
that's what I was saying. So,
like, I don't know how he even shows up in the next episode
of
his own show.
The last episode of the show is titled Fade Out. That's what I was going to ask you. Do they actually have an episode where they all get together and it's almost like a goodbye show? It's not even a show. It's just like a reunion show where they all just sit in chairs and say goodbye? I don't think
well,
so.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because next episode, the thing is, next Tuesday's episode could just open up with like the little comic book asterisk and it says, this takes place before Crisis on Infinite Earths, or you know what I mean? It's like
that would stink.
I don't think they would do that, but
so
I would think they would have to spend some portion of the episode finding Oliver, though. Like,
do you think Oliver comes back for the final episode, or do you think we never see Oliver again?
Well, knowing that his, I've seen him in the trailers for the next episode. So, but that could be flashback stuff.
Right. That's so, what I mean.
Right. I don't know. There is an idea that
we see him as Spectre.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There is an idea that maybe he doesn't come back at all, but I just don't know how you fill out two episodes.
See, I think
of a show called Arrow without, without Arrow. Right. You know,
I said to Slade the other day, I said, I think like he thinks he's done. And I was like, I don't think he's done because one, I mean, we'll get to that too. He died twice. I wasn't crazy about that. I thought that was like going too many trips to the well.
The second one?
Well,
yeah.
I get why they did it, but at the same time, it's like, I just didn't like the second one was, all right. He died twice, but you had three emotional deaths, emotional moments. The first time he died was emotional, but I didn't get all choked up. It didn't fit.
No, because you knew he was going to be back.
Yeah. Okay. Know. The second time he died, I kind of was doing an eye roll because I'm like, we did this already.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, why are we having him die again? And don't get me wrong. I felt for the characters that were there in the scene. I thought Grant Gustin and, what's her name?
Katie Lotz or whatever. Sarah?
Yeah. Sarah.
Katie Lotz or Lotz or whatever. Yeah.
So, I thought they did a great job in that scene, but what I thought was more emotional, I got choked up over was the memorial at the end.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
But here's what bugged me too, though, is that yes, like Sarah and Oliver have always had a relationship going, you know, basically since season one of Arrow.
Yeah.
but you never got the sense that like, if he died, like it was going to be the end of her world. Like you never really felt like she cared that much for him.
So, you know,
and then
what
all
I
of
liked?
A sudden, and then in this episode, when he's dead, she's like,
no,
crushed.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I
know
mean?
Why? And I felt that. And you know why? Because what I thought they were doing there and what I thought they were going for, it was more subliminal than it was literal to the show. So what I liked was her character is like, if you follow her, I follow her on Twitter, and she like thanks the Arrow show, especially within the last year, knowing that Arrow is ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Her I follow
entire,
her too.
Her entire career is based off of her success on the first show, Arrow.
Right.
So I thought a lot of her character's sentiments were kind of the sentiments of her.
Yeah.
You know, meaning like, look at this show has done a lot for me. This has done a lot for this character. And I think the entire last episode, episode 5 of this, it was a nod to the show Arrow and what it has achieved. Because it's called the Arrowverse.
Right.
What has come out of this show and out of, you know, Oliver, out of Stephen Amell, their success with this show has this entire universe.
Right.
And that's why I think this is pretty, that's why I would say this is a pretty historic thing. Because if you think back to when it's the CW now, but when it was the WB, we had Smallville, we had other shows, but they were one thing unto themselves. Smallville tried to do it by bringing characters in, but they didn't have the spinoffs. They didn't do that. It wasn't their fault. It just wasn't there. I don't think we were ready for it. But now with what they've done, what Berlanti's done with this CW, he's created a universe. It all started with Arrow. So everybody calls it the Arrowverse, and we thank Arrow and Stephen Amell, and then you work your way down. But where you get into the historic part is that one show, its tree, now includes everything. It includes the DCEU. They have linked the movies. They have linked everything together. And as much as like at the end, we didn't like that. Okay. So they brought them to one Earth. Now we have Earth Prime, but now there are other Earths. What was the point? Well, I think the kind of the point is they're saying like everything is linked. There are separate Earths, but now we do have two Supermen. We have, and that explains everything, and there's no reason that, what if you have an end trailer to the new Flash movie coming out in, what is it, 2021 or whatever, and it's Grant Gustin. And that's what I liked about that you have that conversation with the two Flashes talking to each other, and how many people didn't know that in Justice League he wasn't called the Flash? He still didn't have his name yet. And now when he gets his name in the movies, where did he get his name from?
Right.
Grant Gustin. And I think that's really cool. And much like, and that's why Marv Wolfman was in the beginning of the show. Much like the book, that changed comic books forever, changed the DC landscape. I think that's what this show, episode 5, did. And this entire event built to doing that and having that scene. And I love that they didn't wait to the end to do that, the Flash scene.
Right.
But doing all that and bringing everything together, and all of the universes are all now connected and explained why we have different Supermen in different places. You have multitude of opportunities for characters. You have a multitude of opportunities for meetings. And that's why I think it's just, that has never been done. It's been mentioned, but it's never been done. And I think that's really, really cool. Would you like to rebut?
No.
I agree. Oh, you agree.
I agree.
Nice.
I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I agree in the sense that in theory it's there. In practicality, I don't know that they're going to, like, utilize that. Like, I still don't think they're going to go and link all their movies to the TV. Like, I don't think in practice they're going to do with it what you hope they're going to do with it.
I don't think they're going to do it all the time, but the thing is, when you link stuff like that, you don't have to link it constantly. You just have to give a nod here or there. You know, and say in the new Flash movie, and there is a Flash movie coming because...
Well, yeah.
If you go online, there's a bunch of information on stuff that's in the works that's like legit now. And if you read up on the whole Ezra Miller cameo, did you know that didn't take place until like just recently? They had finished rapping.
Yeah, because Brandon Routh and Melissa Benoist didn't even know it was in the crossover.
Right.
Until they saw it.
Right.
You know, until they actually watched it. You know, they had no idea. So
that all
was kept under wraps, you know.
There was an article that I found in Variety at variety.com. Mm-hmm. And it goes into how the whole meeting and how it all happened. Okay, so here's a snippet from it. So now Variety's talking to Mark Guggenheim, and this is Mark Guggenheim answering a question, and he says, "We were series wrapped on Arrow, and we were wrapped on the whole crossover. We were in post, and some episodes were locked, and some were soft locked. I got a phone call from Warner Brothers boss Peter Roth saying, 'I know you're locked, but can you put Ezra into the crossover?' And I said, 'Yes.' And he said, 'How?' And he said, 'How? Your series wrapped? And you're wrapped on the crossover?' And I said, 'Yeah, I know. But if you're telling me Ezra Miller can be in the crossover, I can make it happen.'" He goes on to say who he called, and they set up the meeting. But you know what that sounds like?
Well, there's a reason for that.
They didn't have Ezra Miller locked down for the movie yet. I feel like, because remember last summer we had the conversation who was in, who was out. We didn't know if there was going to be a movie or not. All of this took place in the fall after they had already filmed, and they filmed up until September or whatever. So this filming, I think, took place sometime in October or November.
Right.
And what they're saying here is, like, if you go by the timeline, they know there's going to be a movie. And they were trying to get a movie, like, you and I had speculated, that's why I said on Thursday, you and I had speculated that there was going to be a movie character somewhere in this crossover. Right. And we had said, remember, I think we said...
Well, we talked about either Gal Gadot or Jason Momoa.
But then I also said, what's his name from Chuck? He played Shazam.
Yeah,
we
Shazam.
Thought he would
That's
be
right.
good.
Yeah.
And he would be he's a great kind of guy that would do it too. And
right. Right. But none of us talked about Ezra Miller.
No, I know. But at the time, if you think, we didn't know who was going to be where, if he was going to be in it. But now this looks like they locked him into the movie because the reports even before this were, yeah, there is going to be a movie. He is going to reprise his role, and we're going to have Flashpoint. And there are reports on how they're writing Flashpoint. It's going to be a different take. They're going to go off. I've read them all, or not right. all of them, but I've read a bunch of them. But he's in it. And I think once they got him locked, they're like, let's get him into this crossover and we'll use him to link everything together.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool too. And it's like, you could see how they did it, because even the scene itself is pigeonholed right into the show. There's no continuity to it whatsoever.
Well, no. And honestly, it ended up being the beefiest of all the cameos, because most everybody else just either got like a flash on the screen, like, no pun intended, but like,
yeah,
they got flashed on a scene, or they had like one word or whatever. But this was like a legit 2 minutes or whatever it was. Like, it was a full cameo, you know?
Oh yeah.
Well, the other part of it is that they had him locked, and Warner Brothers head said maybe they want to link him to the show because of something they want to do in the movie.
Right.
So you're thinking it could have been a ploy to lock Ezra down, and that could be true, but it also could just be that they wanted to have a link and they wanted to establish it ahead of time. So.
Right.
Which then, if that's the case, then I agree more with you when you say it's a historic thing. Because if the Warner Brothers people are saying, we're doing this movie and we want to be linked to the TV show, that's different, because that never happens. Like, no movie people ever want to be linked to a TV show.
Well, you know, I think Warner Brothers...
It's always the other way around.
I think Warner Brothers itself, the Warner Brothers umbrella itself, is looking that they wanted to do this historic thing and link everything together. Whether right. it's the movies coming to the TV show or the TV show getting linked to the movies. But what I think is cool is it was the TV show where they did it. You know what I mean? Like, this feels like the normal way you would do this is you would link all the TV shows, then you would have one character from the TV show do a cameo in a movie, because that's the bigger deal. But to get the movie star to show up in the in the show is that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to show. And that's why I said, like, this is such a big deal. And it's like, and what a great scene.
Yeah.
Them talking, and like we already mentioned that, you know, Ezra Miller's Flash doesn't know that he's called the Flash. And that was so cool. Him going, the what? Huh?
Right.
And them petting each other's suits. And he's like, you're so soft and breathable. Yeah. And Barry talking like all the armor. And he goes, yours is so protective.
Right.
So, you know, like, well, I could use that. So there was a guy on Twitter, Mr. Batfleck. He actually, it was a funny tweet, and he had a picture of like Ezra Miller in the Flash outfit, the Barry's outfit, Barry's costume. And it says, Barry talking to Victor in Flashpoint 2022. And the quote says, he wrote a quote says, so I ran into another me and I got a great idea to upgrade my suit to something a little less bulky. And I gave myself the perfect name. From now on, you can call me the Flash. And then he wrote, kill me. And I'm like, no, I actually like that.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. In that clip, in that cameo, he even linked in Victor, because he says that, you know, as he's fading out, he's like, I told him this was possible, which that is all really, really cool. And of course, they go into more of that at the end and link every single one. We have, Green Lantern? We have Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern movie.
You had the
Green
Lantern movie. You had, well, it started with Stargirl in the JSA.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We kind of got to see the JSA, which was cool. Yeah, and then I know for sure we got the Titans, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing.
Doom Patrol all dancing in a field.
Yeah. But yeah, we got Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern movie.
Well, we didn't get Ryan Reynolds. I think.
Well, no.
That's
well, the movie,
a lot
though,
of the speculation is, did they just use that as the backdrop because that's what they have on? That's all you really have on file.
Well, that was the footage from his movie.
That's
for
what
sure.
I mean, right?
So, I mean, yes. Even though they didn't show him, you get the sense that it was the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern,
right? And I've already heard people, like, literally in a comic book store, I heard, it's like, oh, they made that damn movie canon.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm like, no, it's just, maybe it's a crappy Earth. I don't know. I liked the movie.
Yeah. I watched it again recently. I still don't love it. But, and then, you know, then we got Brandon Routh, Superman, back again at the very end.
Yep.
But different from the Brandon Routh Superman we had in the first episodes. Because he wasn't wearing the Kingdom Come suit.
No, it was a different take.
That's what I'm saying. It was a different version of a Brandon Routh Superman. I think it was his movie version is what I thought it was.
Maybe.
But yeah, that was cool to see him again. And then I can't remember. There might have been something else and I just can't remember it. I'm trying to think if there was any other DC things that were linked. But I think that was it.
All right, well, let's get back to episode 4. And one of the things that I didn't like, I wasn't crazy about the battle scenes and the special effects that we'd been hearing about. Like, these were going to be epic. And they were going to be, I was like, and dare I know I'm Mr. Brightside, but dare I say, they looked foolish.
Yeah.
They're standing in the middle of, like, they were both battle scenes in both I thought the second one in episode 5 was a little bit better. But
it was a little better, but
the first one, they're in like some quarry and they're just, and I couldn't help but look at it and be like, these poor actors are standing there just throwing punches at air. And then they're going to CGI these black ghosts in that I thought were just awful. I just thought the thing
and
was
then
awful.
I thought, you know, you had the, you know, the battle with Oliver and the Anti-Monitor was very anticlimactic, too.
I mean, you know what I didn't like about that? You had, oh my God, you'll love this one. I if you didn't already see this. So they all finish battling, right? And they're all just standing there like, what now? And they're like, where's Oliver? And they go, is that him? And there's like this big explosion with a laser going to the sky.
Yeah.
Like, who didn't see that? Like, who's looking around? Like, it's like going to a 4th of July fireworks and going, where are they?
Well, and then the whole thing too, where they were like setting up for the fight and they're like, you know, we got to go fight the most powerful being that known to exist, which was the Anti-Monitor, right? And they're like, you are the ones that can hold the line. And there's like, you got Supergirl, okay, but everybody else, like, you just have a dude that's punching. You have Sarah who's just got two sticks and she's swinging sticks around. It's like, you know, no offense because I can't fight either, but it's like only Kara has any powers really. You know, I mean Barry, he runs fast, but I was like, there's a lot more powerful characters out there that you know should be here battling.
I honestly thought episode 4
like,
was kind of
like you said, it was kind of like they were just, it was just busy work. Like they were just down there, you know, fighting the shadows just to keep busy.
Right.
So Oliver, you know, while Oliver was fighting the, I don't know. The whole thing, like I said, it wasn't very impressive. Plus, we had already seen that battle. Like we already saw them all fighting those ghost thingies or whatever on the top of the building in like the first part of the crossover.
Yeah. I thought the first...
And it was done better then. It was done better the first time around.
I thought the first three episodes were more fun because there was a lot more like, watch, look at this, check out these cameos. Look, it was a lot more like mystery to what you were going to see next.
Right.
I thought the fourth episode was...
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Flash was in episode 4.
What do you mean?
The Flash crossover was in episode 4.
No, that was... episode 4 was actually Arrow. That was Arrow's show.
Right, but the crossover with Ezra Miller, the Flashes were in episode 4.
No, that was episode 5.
No, that was the Speed Force episode.
No, it was the beginning of episode 5. What? Yeah, it was the beginning of episode 5.
I don't think so, because I already had seen it. I'm pretty sure it was 4. Because I was watching it when I was seeing it on Twitter already. I had just started watching. It was before episode 5 had even aired. I don't know. I could be wrong, but... Yeah, it was in the Speed Force. Episode 4 was the whole Speed Force thing. And then episode 5, we got the cameo with Marv Wolfman's cameo.
No. It was episode 4, at the beginning of episode 5 because he was back at Star Labs. He was back home. That's where they met. They met in front of his other suit. in the Star Lab. Because in episode 5, they weren't back. I'm sorry. In episode 4, they weren't back yet. In episode 4, at the beginning of it, he falls out of the Speed Force and he'd been gone for a couple of months. Only a few seconds to him. At the beginning of episode 4. Because episode 4 opened with all of them, all the Paragons, hanging out. Barry comes blundering through, falls out of the Speed Force, and he sees that everything's gone. And it isn't until the end of episode 4 that he brings, that they win, and they get, when they're laying there looking at Oliver, Oliver dies, and above Oliver's head is the universe being reborn. So there wouldn't have been an Ezra Miller up until the end, episode 5.
The cameo came in part 4 of the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover event as part of Arrow versus Flash, Grant Gustin.
How did he do it?
Because it was in the Speed Force. It was one of the Speed Force meetings. When he was in the Speed Force and they were doing all those meetings, that's when that happened. It was a Speed Force image. It says right here specifically the cameo came in part 4. Not to prove you wrong, but, you know, I'm wrong all the time. So
no, I know,
right,
but
I
also
to...
have tweets saying Ezra Miller makes a special cameo in the final chapter on Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's another tweet. I'm just trying to think in my head, like, everything I just laid out, that's the continuity that I remember from the show, but maybe you're right. Because I could see him being in the Speed Force, but, yeah, maybe it was.
I just remember it because it was spoiled for me already while I was watching it. But yeah, like I said, because I think it was part of, like, when he was doing the Speed Force and he was like, because it says something about go back to the moments where.
Right. He's trying to meet people. He's trying to bring right. everybody together.
Which I don't know why, like, he wasn't specific. But I guess he just bumped into him there because he wouldn't have been looking for him.
Right. But like I also said earlier, there's really like zero continuity to that meeting. So
well,
that
right, that's what
sense.
I'm saying.
You,
it was just shoehorned in.
They shoehorned that thing in there. So, yeah, I don't know. In my head, I had it in episode 5 because I had everything laid out in 4. I'm like...
Right.
All right, so that we seem to have proved me wrong yet again.
Not yet again. It's like it's always me, so that's why I had to... I was so dogged, like, you know, I was like...
You were really good about it, though. You're like Googling away, like...
My Google foo, yeah, but, I was working on it because I was like, I think I'm right here, and I would just fade away and be quiet because I was right. like, oh, I must be
Wait
wrong, so
later.
I'll just shut up now.
Yeah.
So.
But anyways, is there anything, before we get on to stuff that we enjoyed, which, well, yeah. we did say that we enjoyed the part that we, and we do think it's historic. So we're right. just picking apart a few, is there anything else you'd like to pick on?
Yeah, so... I didn't like the table. Like, I just didn't like
really?
That whole end. Yeah, I didn't like the whole end thing there. Because here's the deal. Like, I get that they were creating the Hall of Justice. Like, I understand. We even saw it from the outside. And, you know, the table's a big thing for the Hall of Justice, right? But the thing is, like, in the context of what they were doing, like, yeah, Barry unveils the table, which is great. He had time to make a table before he went to look for his wife. But everybody had a chair,
he
right?
He is the Flash. I mean,
but,
come on.
But the thing is, right, then they all just go sit down like a bunch of knuckleheads. Like, everybody just went to their chair and they just sat there and smiled. It's like, what are y'all doing? Like, you having a meeting? Like, there's no computers around. It's like...
I'll be honest, I would have sat down too.
I don't know. I was
just
like,
all go sit there and, I mean, and it is, it's a dorky thing.
And they
would
just sit there like twiddling their thumbs. Like, they had no reason to be there. Like, they just went and sat down. I was like, that's silly, you know?
It is silly, but it is something that you would do. I know it's something that I would do. I think I told the story on this podcast the first time I ever played hockey in a rink.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that one?
I don't think so.
So, I'd never played. I grew up wanting to play hockey, played on the ponds my whole life.
Right.
When I was 18, I found out, actually I was 19, I found out you could play pickup hockey at a rink. I didn't own any equipment. So for Christmas, I asked for equipment. I got my equipment. I show up at the rink with my brand new bag of equipment, and they don't have pickup hockey during the week because the kids are out of school. So they didn't want
like nobody there. Right?
So for the entire week from Christmas to New Year's, I couldn't skate, and I've got all this brand new equipment. I've never skated inside a rink with a hockey stick and played with a puck at this point. I'm 19 years old, right? What did I do for that week? I walked around the house in my full equipment. Right. My buddy Charlie, he was dating my sister at the time. He comes home and I'm standing there in my basement. It was carpeted. I had my skates on and I'm walking around in full equipment. And he looked at me and I thought for sure he was going to bust my balls and make fun of me. And he goes, oh no, I've done that. And I was like, that was so cool. But yeah. my point is, you would do that. You would totally do that. You got a new tape and you all just sit around and you make fun of, you would actually sit. That's the one thing they should have done is they should have leaned into that and made fun of it. And I thought it was funny. What was it? Black Lightning, I think is the one that said it when he said, he goes, you should have opened with that. When he uncovered the table, I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I know what you're saying, but they did look like dorks going to sit at the table. They're all like, that's exactly what they would have done. All right, like, I got one for you.
I'm Superman. Like, go save somebody.
He's tired of it.
It's like.
So you're telling me you're walking around an amusement park or something and that table is there. You're not going to go sit at it.
I don't know. Well, it depends.
You'd pick your character and you'd be like, you'd be fighting me and you'll be fighting. I'm Superman.
Well, that's
different
because that's us, like, as a fan, like, wanting to pretend like we're Superman. But this is Superman. Like, you have nothing else to be doing right now?
I didn't mind that.
So.
All right. Let's get into stuff that you liked.
All right.
Did you like Gleek?
I liked Gleek. I liked the implications of Gleek because I don't know if we're actually going to see him or not.
Did you hear what they said online? I think it was. No. Was it Berlanti or Guggenheim? Somebody said, there's no plans for him right now. It's kind of a jump ball.
Okay.
Whatever show wants him can take him.
Well, but I'm saying, right, but does Gleek exist on his own, or does Gleek lead into the Wonder Twins? Like, what are we getting with the Wonder Twins?
They're saying that that's pretty much referencing the Wonder Twins could show up someplace.
Right. Like you said, I guess you said it's a jump ball, so whichever show wants him.
That's exactly what I read. I mean, I didn't even make that up. That was, I'm not going to quote it, because I don't know how he put it, but he called it a jump ball, like, whoever wants it. I honestly thought when I saw it, I thought they were just looping everything in.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like making sure that everything got, I'm trying to, I did see one.
Because does that link the Challenge of the Super, like, does that link the animated cartoon? Is that what they're doing there? Like the 70s
Maybe.
Cartoon?
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. Right? Like all of that is linked in. It's like.
So where's Wendy and Marvin? You know?
Yeah. I saw one tweet. Somebody complained that there was no reference to Wonder Woman in the crossover at all.
And there wasn't.
But it's a CW crossover.
Right. Well, there's no Aquaman either. So.
Yeah. There was no Aquaman. There was no Shazam.
Right.
You know, Captain Marvel, the Marvel family wasn't represented. But they are all linked with that Ezra Miller appearance.
Right.
You know, so yes, Wonder Woman was in the comic, but this is a CW show. So I thought it followed the comic fairly well, considering it's a CW show. I thought getting back to those battle scenes, they played better in the comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
It's a CW show. They don't, the budget, it just, I just didn't think it worked. I know that they said that they were really proud of them and, you know, they were supposed to be epic, but I guess for a TV show, they were. It just.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen, even on TV, I've seen much better, you know, as far as battle scenes go. Like, I don't think they were epic in any way, really. I can't even pretend to call them that. Cause I mean, I've seen Into the Badlands and I'm not even talking about like Game of Thrones TV shows with unlimited budget, but even something like I said, Into the Badlands, which just had a TV show budget, just like everything else.
Right.
I mean, so much better, you know, battle scenes in that show than what we got in this. So I think that's a miss. Like that, how they can quote them as epic, I'm not quite sure. But I mean, I guess the second, like I said, the battle scenes in the second episode, well, or the fifth episode, I guess, you know, with the Animonitor and Supergirl and, you know, with all of that, I think they were better than what we got in, they said the fourth episode. I still think the ending was, again, a little too rushed and anticlimactic. It's like, you know, in 2 minutes, they come up with this idea to make a shrinking ray, and then they just shrink.
Right.
You know what I mean? it was like, it wasn't even hard to do. They just went back to the lab and in 5 minutes they whipped this thing up and they went back and beat him. And I was like, that just feels rushed. Well, I know you love it when I say this, but it felt very lazy. Like, it just felt lazy. Like, we couldn't come up with a better way to do this, and we only had, you know, one more episode to do it in. Well, so
I kind of felt the same way, because that felt rushed, and then but they also wasted a lot of time with the whole Barry plan.
That's why I was saying when I was watching that, it was
pointless.
We're wasting so much time. It's like, I just don't feel like this is the best thing we should be doing in this crossover, you know? Right.
The whole plan in the first one was, in episode four, was, you know, Kara and Lex defeat the Anti-Monitor.
Right.
Only to find out, like, oh, that was pointless, because there's a multitude of Anti-Monitors. Anti-Monitors. Right. So you're like, okay, somebody who couldn't have figured that out? I'm like, there's a multitude of... It just seemed like... It was like... So they just shrunk that one. Are there other ones? I don't know. I mean, I think the point of the whole entire thing was to get to that cohesiveness throughout all of DC.
Right.
And it wasn't the best route to get there. They tried to do what the comic book did, but it just didn't play as well. I thought it was a fun ride, the five episodes.
Yeah, but like I said, this second two just didn't feel as fun as the first three. And that's why I feel like it was a little bit of a letdown. Now, there was a lot of great, like, again, all the legend stuff I really liked. Like, all the talk of the cameo, like, they just went on and on and on about, are we in a crossover? You know?
Yeah. Typical crossover.
Yeah. Did they kidnap somebody? We tell them we're busy and then they commit a felony, you know? And all that stuff was great. Like, I love that they are like basically break the fourth wall and just, they realize they're in a TV show or whatever. And it's like, that was fun. Like, and I enjoyed all of that. I enjoy all the references that you might not have even picked up on. Like, when they said, we're on Perez Landing, and that's George Perez, who drew Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Okay, yep.
And then they made a reference to Gardner Way at one point.
Yep.
Gardner Fox created the Flash.
Yep.
So they always throw those little things in.
Oh, this, yeah, I know, I know that. It's like, and I might not get it right away, but like later on I'll pick up the book and be like, hey, wait a minute. And it's, I know, and I love that stuff, because I know that stuff means something. Especially in stuff like this. They do that on purpose.
And they do it a lot, and they've done it many times, but it's just, that's the stuff I like. Like, that was a lot of fun, because even with the Marv Wolfman cameo where he says, make it out to Marv.
One for you that I told Slade the other day. So did you see, they meet Marv Wolfman, right? And you know right away when you see him on the dot, you're like, oh my God. You're like, okay, that's cool. And he's so funny, because he plays the role of the fanboy so good.
Right.
He looks at it, he's like, huh? He's so excited to meet them. What he was saying to Kara and Barry is, I love when you guys team up. I love when you guys work together. But he had just handed Barry the picture that he wanted autographed, right? So Barry's got the picture in his hand, and he's got the pen in his other hand. And right as he's about to say, it's like right around the time that Marv says, I love that you guys work together. Barry takes the pen and he points it at Kara. And Kara takes the cap off the pen so that he could sign.
Oh, yeah.
And I was that is so cool, because it's like, I love that you guys work together. I love you work together so well. And she takes the cap off for him. She's holding the cap while he signs. Yeah. And I thought that was really, really cool. But it's little things like that. And I love, like, what's your name? Marv. You know?
Yeah. That's what I say. That was make it out to Marv or whatever. It's like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had somebody in Friendly Neighborhood. They're like, did you see the Marv cameo? No.
Well, I mean, I had a customer today that came in and was talking all about it. And when I mentioned it, he didn't know what I was talking about.
But he might not know who Marv Wolfman
is. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So not everybody knows. Because there was people that, like I said, I talked to somebody today that didn't know. He knew who Marv Wolfman was,
like didn't know what he looked like,
but didn't know what he looked like and didn't put two and two together, even though he said make it out to Marv.
Well, if you had just seen the after show, he was on one of those.
Yeah.
But like last month. I mean, he's on DC Universe enough,
I was surprised there wasn't an after show for this. I really thought there would have been one.
Yeah.
Although Kevin Smith is pretty busy these days, but I thought there would have been an after show. I was a little disappointed there wasn't one.
Yeah, but these shows could have been filmed right after when they filmed the first two.
Yeah, he could have, he could have done them all at once.
They're all done. Getting back to, so the end of episode four, I thought, I'm wondering if this is going to pay dividends.
Our life ends. Only I am eternal.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if, is that in reference that we'll see about that, meaning I'm going to end your life, or is he saying you're not the only one that can live forever?
Right.
And that's where I think he's going to show up again.
And well, he's definitely, I think he's going to show up again. It's just, is he going to be the Spectre, or is he going to be Oliver? Like, who's he going to show up as? I feel like it's probably the Spectre, and that's how he gets out of the show, because they'll make some kind of reason why he can't be tied to the mortal plane indefinitely or something like that.
Right.
And he'll have to go off, and then that gives Felicity the chance later on to go off to wherever he is. But to kind of to go back to what you were just saying, not in reference to Oliver, but I just thought of this in reference to the anti-monitor, because the whole reason why they had to shrink him is because he's matter, right? You can't destroy or create matter.
Right.
You can only change its form.
Or destroyed, right.
Right. But the monitor is matter to, you know, to the antimatter of the anti-monitor, but they destroyed him. Like, he was gone. How do you reconcile your own show? Because if you say you can't destroy matter, where'd he go?
Well, the same way you destroy a person. You don't actually destroy the matter of the person, but if you're a matter, you're made up of matter, you separate it, you cease to exist as that, but all your pieces still exist. That's the old, you know, we still exist after we die, just our matter doesn't go anywhere. We just cease to live.
Well, right. But again, they were basically saying we have to shrink the anti-monitor because there's no other way to kill him.
Right.
But they killed the monitor.
Basically, what they did is put him in the quantum realm, right? That's what they did.
Guess.
They shrunk him to infinity.
The anti-monitor.
Anti-monitor. Well, they shrunk him to infinity. They basically
put him in the Atomverse.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
He goes, oh no, the Microverse, even though there's copyright.
You better hope a little mouse doesn't run across something and make him pop back out.
Exactly. Exactly. The other thing that I questioned a little bit of too is, why did Lex come back with a completely rewritten history? You know, like everybody else came back, like they were still who they were. You know what I mean? Like,
he's the president now.
Right. He's the president and he's a good guy.
But he was
like,
he's a
philanthropist.
But what they did is they merged the Earths and we got the good, Lex from Tom Welling's. Yep. What I'm wondering there is that's a good question. And now I'm wondering, did they get rid of, like, if you're going to merge all the Earths and you have your choice when you're building it, so you get rid of the bad Lex and you bring in a good Lex?
Right.
Very similar to Diggle's kids. They got rid of the one that becomes, Deathstroke or whatever.
Right.
At one point,
Ollie screwed it up, right? Because he had a daughter that got erased and they turned it into a son or something like that.
That was Flashpoint. Barry messed it up.
Right.
Yeah.
But now he's got both kids. He has the son and the daughter. Right.
So they did that.
And then
Baby
also,
Sarah.
Like, I'm wondering if this invalidates, I wonder what the impact is to the other shows going forward. Because, like, if you've been watching Supergirl, you know, mm-hmm. Lena is now turning into the bad guy because she hates Kara because of the lie or whatever.
That's what's going to be fun going forward, is seeing the ramifications.
Right, because in this episode, they said specifically when she was questioning Lex, she said he's your biggest supporter along with Lena. So now when they come back to Supergirl, is Lee, like, are they going to be friends again? Like, she forgot all about it. And
maybe. Yeah.
I just think that's cheap, though. Like, because it kind of it invalidates what they were doing on the individual shows prior to this crossover.
It does, but it doesn't, because the idea of Crisis, both the comic and this, is there's ramifications that are going to play out after the fact.
Right.
And if you don't follow through with them, that makes this seem even more shoddy.
It does, but it just it feels like we didn't get a natural resolution to that. Like, I wanted to see Lena, you know, because, like, the fangirl, me or whatever, wanted to see them become friends again, but I wanted it to be through struggle, not just because somebody magically snapped their fingers and made it okay, you know? I guess how they could get around it is to have Martian Manhunter go back and tap her on the head and restore all her memories like he did everybody else. And then she would go back to hating her again.
Well, he didn't restore their memories. He gave them what happened. He told them what happened. He didn't restore their memory. It's not like when he went up to Ray Palmer, he just told it. He gave her, if you noticed, every person he talked
you
to
know
got
what I
different
mean,
clips.
Though.
No, I know.
Yeah. But that he could do that with Lena. And then she would remember everything.
Oh, well, she
but
would know
but like
she
you said, why
be.
Would he do that? Like,
oh,
there's
be
no
silly.
Reason.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason for him to do that. But like I said, I just wanted them to resolve their differences basically through story and not necessarily just because somebody erased the, you know, the magic erase and just wiped it out. And then it's a shame if we don't get more John Cryer going forward. Because
that was one of the things I saw online.
Because also he was not supposed to be
that.
Yeah, he's supposed to be done. But like he's not busy. He like you know. I'm sure he's sitting at home doing nothing. So if they want him, he'll keep coming back.
Yeah.
But I know the intention was for him to be done with all of these shows.
Well, he was
but
only slated
set
for
it up.
Three.
Right.
And then he wanted in for this.
Right. He basically wormed his way into the crossover. But even in this, when he was accepting his award and he was like the good guy humanitarian president. He still looked at Kara and winked at her. I'm here, but, you know, I'm still playing a part.
Right.
You know?
Well, because, he was a paragon, so he knows.
Right.
So he is still
is
him.
Which is interesting. What role will he take? Will he take the clean slate and, like, be the good guy?
No.
Right? Or will he...
No, because even in the comics, he's the president, but he's still...
Right, but he still has he's the president, but he's like Trump. You know, like he's the president, but not everybody likes him. But in this case, everybody loves him. Like they think he's like the ultimate humanitarian, and his ego might say that this is what I've always wanted.
Right,
you know. But his hatred of the Kryptonians, like, can he put that on hold long enough to play the good guy? So I don't know. It's interesting, but we might never know because he might not come back.
No.
So I think
there's a lot of talk of him. There's a lot of chatter about it on Twitter. Yeah. Whether that comes to any fruition or not, who knows?
Right. Because again, it's just like everybody talking about Star Wars. You know, we all have the things that we want to see, but we don't know what we're actually going to see.
Exactly.
So.
They did already. It's funny because what did you say? Like last week, it was the confirmation of the Lois and Superman show.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was in one of the final scenes was what? Remember, Lois calls Clark, come home.
Yeah, and
the boys.
I noticed the boys. I noticed not just the boy.
Yeah.
So, like right away, they retconned in two kids.
Yep.
And we don't know how old they are. So they could literally be the Super Sons.
Right.
You know, right away, because hell, they could be 15 years old for all we know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think the Super Sons would be just his two kids. Like, it only makes sense if it's like Robin and Superboy or something, you know?
Yeah, isn't that Damian?
Well, Damian, right, but he'd have to be somehow related to the Bat family.
They could have him pop in.
He could just be Robin for no reason, I guess, but I don't know, but since
we
know they're
developing. We still don't know where Batman was this whole time.
Right, we don't. But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was cool. So, you know, definitely interested to see what they do with that show going forward. Because again, do both his kids have powers or maybe one has powers and one doesn't.
Right.
You know,
I thought it was it kind of a sidetrack there. We were talking about Batman. I thought it was cool that when they were fighting Bebo.
Yeah.
And it was Batwoman showing up. She's the one that figured it out because they were all trying to fight the big
right.
Stay Puft Bebo. And she was like, it's a distraction.
Right.
You know, so like the detective part in her, which I thought was really right. cool. It was like, that's the Batman role, the
right.
greatest detective. And it's like, she took care of it. They were like, oh, this is a distraction. And then
right.
what was it? Rory's like, I know what I'd be doing.
Right.
It's like,
and then they quietly introduced Sargon the Sorcerer. Like, we hadn't seen that guy. Like, he's a character from the comics.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
I didn't know
and, like,
him.
We had never seen him before, so they just quietly introduced
him
into
him
the...
out.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, now we have Sargon the Sorcerer in the continuity. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure he'll show up again somewhere. Yeah. That's an old character, too. Like, that goes back a long way. So...
So... Yeah.
That was like deep. That was deep cuts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him. I was.
But
like,
yeah, that was. I just thought that was cool because it's just another character that they can play with now in the universe.
Yep. Luther Corp owns the DEO.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's. Those are little things that are they're gonna have to go forward.
Right.
They're
well,
gonna
the Luther
have
Corp
to go
could
forward.
Just be Lena. Like you don't have to have like Lex doesn't have to stick around still.
No,
Lena
I know that.
Yeah, Lena
but
runs Luther
these are
Corp.
All things that are like, that's all going to stay.
Oh, yeah, and, there's definitely going to be ramifications to it.
And I wonder.
Know, in all the other shows.
And I wonder if this is going to be like when they did Flashpoint, like we're going to see other changes in the upcoming episodes.
Oh, I bet we do. Yeah.
You know,
I bet we do.
Because, like, for instance, like you said so eloquently, Barry never found his wife.
Right.
So she has no idea. She wasn't a paragon. She didn't
right.
meet up with anybody. So for all we know, Barry goes home and his daughter's there.
Right.
So that might be another reason they haven't met yet because there's going to be another drop or a son or they're not married or it's like.
Right.
I mean, there could be a big shift. To their
like,
to the show that's going to be and they're doing that on purpose. It's because
well,
you're right.
It definitely could be. And again, it doesn't even bother me so much that she didn't show up. What bothers me is that he didn't look for her. You know what I mean? Like he
yeah.
should like that would be the I don't know. Again, the first thing you do.
Right.
And he's the Flash. He could have done
right.
it and still done everything else he was going to do before anybody missed him. You know
right.
what I mean?
I know. You're right. And especially, like I said, especially since the entire first half of the season was about him dying.
Exactly. Now, she kind of, well, right, but what I was saying, she kind of knew he didn't die because of the whole treadmill thing in the first part of the crossover. But now, like you said, does she even remember that happened?
No,
you know?
It's all new now.
It'd all be new.
It's all
so
crazy.
She wouldn't even remember that. Hell, she might not even know Barry. You know?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, he might go home and be like, hello.
Right, but again, that's all cool, but he knows her. It still doesn't invalidate my argument because
no, it doesn't. I'm not even arguing with
yeah,
you. You're right.
Cuz whatever's going on in her head, his head should have been like, I'm going home, you know. So, but yeah, that could be a way to write I'm so bad with names, but they could write the daughter back in, you know, because they could do anything they want now with the crisis.
Right.
Although he would have to be older. Like, if they wrote in his teenage daughter, he could still be 30 years old.
No, you don't. You can write in whatever you want. It's like Flashpoint, and everything changes. Everything's different now. So
they still couldn't write in that he had a baby when he was 13. Like, you know, he still would have had to know
yeah.
Iris.
Oh, you're saying, like, yeah, if he's 30, she couldn't be 13, right?
Yeah, like,
I
they
see what you're saying. Right,
they
right,
could,
right, right.
They could give him the daughter, but they couldn't give him the daughter we had last season. Like, it couldn't
right,
be
right.
the... Yeah.
Right.
It couldn't be the grown daughter.
Right.
But yeah, maybe she's already born at this point, and then again, if you're Barry and you remember all that, but Iris doesn't, do you tell her? I wouldn't spoil that future. You know what I mean? Let her live it out. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see
oh,
what
happens.
Oh,
that's true too, yeah. Well, you don't even know if that's the future you're getting, even if
that's
you're
true.
Barry.
Right. Yeah, you don't know. So.
It's all new. Yeah. How about you're the writers for the show last summer?
Yeah.
Like your boss is like, just write something.
Right, what? Just write whatever you want.
It doesn't matter. It's all going right. to be gone in January.
Right.
We don't care.
Right, because pretty much anything that was building before the crossover, it doesn't have to continue afterwards. You know, it could just be whatever, you know?
Right.
It's like...
Which I thought was weird the first half of the season because we knew Barry wasn't going to die.
Right.
And the whole, I even felt that watching the show. I'm like, this is kind of all filler.
It's, yeah.
You know, watching that show.
Well, right. But you have to get there. You know, you have to do
right.
something.
Absolutely.
Honestly,
and that's what
they
felt like
done
these
is they...
five episodes were. It's, you had four episodes of getting us there. Episodes 1 through 3 were like the really fun part of the ride.
Or the season for all of these shows could have started with the crossover. Which might have been a good, like, how, imagine if we got the crossover in October and then yeah. all the season started afterwards. That would have been cool, you know, because then you wouldn't have felt like you had a bunch of filler.
Although, but know? At the same time, yeah, but you don't have the filler, but.
But I would have missed all the Arrow stuff, like all the Mia stuff and all that.
Right, right.
I feel like that was pretty good stuff.
That's why you had to do it was for the, yeah. it was the countdown for the Arrow show.
Right.
And the other thing is, if you do the crossover first, like say Arrow wasn't ending and right. you could just do it at the beginning of the season, if you did the crossover first, it wouldn't feel as impactful because basically you'd just be starting a fresh season with everything right. changed. I think it has more impact where we did have that first half of the season, which is basically meaningless now. And now we're waiting on the second half of the season. We're waiting on all these shows to see what the impact was. Of crisis, that makes it more meaningful.
Right.
Makes,
but I guess
it makes the event more impactful.
But I was trying to think of what was happening before. Like,
exactly.
for instance, in Flash, building up to the crisis, we had the big bad. Like, we had the doctor with the,
right.
the guy that used to be on Heroes.
Is he still you know? Around?
Right. Is that still happening? Like,
right.
or did that just go away? And like you said, it feels like, we're getting it's like two different seasons. All like we're getting a whole new season again.
I'm gonna
because
start watching
still
Black
around,
Lightning because I want to see how that gets integrated now.
Right, but yeah, like if they just come back next when Flash comes back in February or whenever, and they just kind of go right back to finishing up the story with that doctor.
I don't think they will, though. I think they're smarter than that.
Yeah, but then we didn't get an ending. You know what I mean? It's just like
no, but we're gonna get a new story.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the impact. That's what happened.
It's just a whole bunch of stuff that was left hanging. And it's like, then, like I said, we just had the magic dry erase board and they got rid of all of that.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's kind of like what they did in Flashpoint. They changed yeah. a few things and baby Sarah was gone.
Right.
And
so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, like I said, what they do with the rest of these dangling stories that they had going on beforehand.
Yeah, and like I said about Black Lightning, and I really want to start watching that show to see. I want to see where that continuity goes, but I need to catch up a few. Probably watch the first half of this season at least before the show starts. Back
I was going to say because now you technically
you don't have to
go back and watch them all because
right.
everything just starts. It's like starting
it's like an
like,
issue one.
It's like when the New 52 started in the comics. Like, I don't have to read anything that happened before because I have a fresh start now.
But then we wouldn't know what changed, but it would be kind of fun.
No, but like I said, I watched the first half of the first season of Black Lightning and then I stopped watching it because I just didn't really like it that much. But normally I would feel like if I wanted to start watching it again, I would have to go back to the beginning and watch it all because that's just the way I consume things. Technically now you don't have to because we got a fresh start. So,
right.
I think if you want to just start watching it, you could just start watching it. Cause even knowing, like you said, even knowing what was changed doesn't really matter. All that really matters is what it is now going forward. So I think I might just start watching it fresh from where we are and see what happens.
See, I liked his comment. It was encouraging to me because a lot of the stuff that you're hearing is like, this is the last big crossover, at least for a while. That's pretty much what the running quote seems to be. Like,
yeah, but
there
now
won't
we
be
could get a crossover every week if you wanted to. You know, you could get small crossovers every week.
Right. More mentions.
Right.
But I liked, what's his name? Jefferson, right? Black Lightning.
Yeah, Jefferson
and,
Pierce.
And he, it, in the, when they were doing the, I think it was in the Hall of Justice. at the end there, and he's like, "What was it? How often does the world come to the come to an
oh,
end?"
Oh yeah,
and they all went
all the time.
Eh? He goes, yeah. "Oh, it's like that, huh?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "Yep."
Yeah, that
which
was
is cool. Like nobody wanted to say like once a year because right. they didn't want to say that was going to happen next year too. But they were like, eh.
"Yeah,"
and it's just I like we've said before. One of our favorite crossovers is the one with Barry and Kara singing.
Yeah.
I like those little ones. And I'm hoping we get that was more
just
of those.
Right. That was just a little one in the middle of the season. Wasn't really a lot of fanfare, you know, cause it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I think we'll see a lot more of, like, cause again, you would always have, well, not always, but every once in a while, Felicity would just pop over to Star Labs or vice versa, you know.
Yeah.
And that was enough for a little crossover. And I think there'll be a lot more of that. But, yeah, it might be a while before we get a big, giant crossover like this again. Did you see the – I don't know why I just thought of this. Did you see that clip on Twitter today with – it was kind of – they were in, like, the green room or whatever, the cast from the shows.
No.
And Grant Gustin walks in with his flash suit on, and he's wearing a Jefferson Pierce mask. And he's like, oh, it's awesome. I don't know – I don't even know how to find it. I would just Google it, but just Google Grant Gustin Black Lightning mask or whatever. It's super funny because he walks in and I can't even remember what he says. He says something funny. And then what's his name that plays Black Lightning just busts out laughing. It was great.
That's awesome.
It's got Sarah, Katie Lotz in there. And, it wasn't everybody, but they were all, like you said, you could tell they were all in like the green room or something or the rehearsal room. And this mask, though, like, it had to have been done, like, the production people had to make it for him because, like, it looked like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looked like him, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
Check that out.
Yeah, I saw it earlier today on Twitter.
All right, we'll wrap up with this last clip to show how historic and how long this has been building. So, I have a clip of Ezra Miller in an interview from, I believe it was, like, 2015. He was doing an interview before Justice League, and the interviewer asks him if he's bothered by the show. Listen to the clip, then we'll talk about it.
Are you avoiding this TV show? Because people like the TV show, as you know.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm not avoiding it at all. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. And come on, we're the Flash. It's parallel universes.
It's all good.
Grant Gustin is the Flash, and I'm the Flash. Don't you see? It's the event horizon. We crossed it, baby. Grant and I are chilling.
Yeah.
We're going to have a race. It's going to be dope. Like Jay Garrick and Barry Allen back in the day. It's going to be dope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I found that on Twitter, but I think it's on YouTube too. You Google that. Other than him seeming like he's on something.
Yeah.
He's like a little bit out there. He's like leaning over to the interviewer and stuff, but him saying that we're going to have a race and like that would be a great end scene to the next Flash movie.
Right.
And like to have that end, like two Flashes racing each other, that would be a lot of fun. But just his idea there that, and even suggested, now I don't think that this was suggested back then, but it's just his acceptance of the world. And that's pretty cool. Like he even knows about the multiverse and stuff because some of these actors come into these roles and they don't know anything about characters or
right.
the history. But he knows the whole thing. He knows the backstory and everything, which that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's why I say, like, and I, you know, I was blown away by that meeting before I saw that. And I think that's, I remember that interview too. It was brought back up.
Yeah.
That's why I say this is pretty historic. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun going forward. Not just in the shows, but I don't think Wonder Woman's going to have anything. Because that's already been done. I don't think they planned for anything.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised if DC movies going forward will have a nod to something in the show or something like that. Even just a mention. You know, Marvel's trying to do it. And I think this is DC's answer to Marvel's how they're running TV. They have Disney Plus and they've already stated their shows and their movies are going to be together.
Right.
So we haven't seen it yet, but that's what they're going to do.
Right.
And I think this is DC's answer to that. They're kind of one-upping them like, all right, we're making everything in continuity here.
If, well, again, if they decide to do that, because, like, they've kind of gone on record saying they're not trying to, like, the Batman movies that are coming from Matt Reeves are not connected to Aquaman or the Wonder Woman movies. You know what I mean? And, like, they're still making movies that they're not connecting to anything.
But just off of this event, they could still say it's a different universe. It's a different Earth. Because they did create multiple Earths again.
Right.
I mean, you could still put it in continuity and saying, well, that's just a different Earth. That's all. So they could come out with another show that has nothing to do with anything. And they just say it's a basically what they're doing. And all those Earths are going to be linked because Ezra Miller came through or whatever. And,
right.
You know, it's possible.
Well, right. Like, they can do it if they want to. It's just the question is,
will they?
Do they want to? Because, like, they've kind of said their strategy going forward is to do a bunch of kind of like isolated movies as opposed to a connected world like Marvel has. Now that could change at any time, but that's kind of what they told us they were doing going forward. So it opens the door, but I just don't know if they're going to walk through it.
Right. They're the ones that opened the door.
Right.
So you would think that they would be walking through.
Well, that's why I was saying earlier, especially since it was the Warner Brothers kind of the heads that said they wanted Ezra to be in the show. That's what gives me kind of hope that it is what they want to do. Because otherwise, like you said, why bother? You know, if they didn't want to connect them, then they didn't have to. There was no reason to do that. So like I said, I just don't know because we get conflicting stories about how they're going to proceed going forward. I think it's kind of like they want their cake and they want to have their cake and eat it too. You know, they want to have all these options, but they may never use them.
They might not use them, but they have them. Right. And that's the first step is to get the options, and they've done that. Let's see. I mean, we won't know for years what the ramifications are. But their first step is, at least as a fan, you could say, oh, we could justify the links by saying that's a different Earth, that's a different thing. Like, for instance, like Marvel hasn't done that yet. And so we have this New Mutants coming out.
Right.
And it's not connected to anything.
Right.
They haven't set up multiple Earths. They haven't said anything like that. We have nothing. All we have is a movie coming out that has zero continuity.
Right.
DC has already answered that. Now, is Marvel going to do that in the future? We don't know. But it's kind of like they do like to compete with each other.
Right.
So who knows? That's why I think this is a pretty historic show. These guys will copy each other. They'll try to better one up each other. Does this show have ramifications that comes over to the Marvel side? Who knows? The ultimate would be if they merged together.
Right.
And created the the giant verse.
Yeah, right. The macroverse instead of the microverse. Right.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. All right. Is that all we have?
I think so.
Do you want to still keep chit-chatting and go over some other funny quotes? And
I mean, I don't have anything specifically in my head, so unless you do, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. But
all right, I have one quick one. Which Laurel are we getting?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Don't know if we're getting any of them.
Well, she's going to be her. She's one of the Black Canaries. She's going to be on the show. So which one is she? Is she the original? Is she the Earth 2? She was Earth 2, right? So,
yeah.
Which one are we getting back? I've seen that question online, too. We don't know. We don't know. There's so many other questions. Do we get both? I don't know.
Well, because that's the whole thing. Because in theory, if we have multiple Earths again, we have a multiverse, we could have multiple versions of these characters all over again.
Yeah. We saw that with the Superman already.
That's true. We did. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Lots of questions. And that's what it's all about. So,
yeah.
Lots and lots of fun. All right. I think we've proven our point. It was a historical event. Mark your calendars.
For something that already happened.
Yeah. And, yep. Mark your calendars last week.
Yeah.
And we saw it coming.
Yeah.
We knew, we said somebody from the DCEU, DC, why is it EU? Was it DC Extended Universe?
Extended Universe, yes.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
That's weird. Well, now it's not extended anymore.
Well, it's just because they wanted to be different. It just couldn't be the DCU. Well, no, because they have to be different from the MCU. That's why I think it was EU.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at them.
Yeah.
All right, what did you guys think? Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat. You can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Proud members of the Nerdy Legion, check them out at nerdylegion.com. If you're on iTunes, please go rate, review, and subscribe. John, are we on Facebook?
We are. Facebook.com/brightsidechat.
It's been a long time.
It has been. I thought we'd just given that up. I don't even share stuff there anymore. So
yeah, I still post stuff every week. I post our stuff there, but
yeah,
I can't keep up with them all.
Yeah,
I post to Instagram. I post to it's a habit. I go right through them, but I can't keep up. I can't. I mean, I'm not a big fan.
Well, like I said, nobody's really using Facebook anyway, so that's why I just kind of let it go.
All right, what do we got coming up on what do we got coming out on Wednesday?
We have Guardians of the Galaxy issue number one, the third number one in 3 years, I think, for Guardians of the Galaxy. We have Red Sonja Age of Chaos issue number one, and we have Wonder Woman 750 with the 11 decades covers to go along with it. So those are the big releases this coming Wednesday.
Sounds like another slow week.
Well, there's more coming out. Those are, like I said, those are the highlights. But yeah, there's more coming out this week than last, but it's still not a super big week.
Yeah.
There's definitely more to
We should
look
be getting
to.
Another Batman this week.
I think Batman, yeah, 87 comes out.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, like I said, there's other books. I just look for I try to look for the number ones or, I know, Batman White Knight number 6 comes out also.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely some more books to look forward to. Oh, and the one I've really been dying for, Wonder Woman Dead Earth number 2 comes out.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to book club.
on that note.
On that note. Yeah. All right. We will see you guys on Thursday morning.
Yes, sir.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.